Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today. And what a great time to create health. Yes, you can create health. And on today's show, we're going to show you just how you can do that. You won't want to miss our featured guest today. We have on the show a little bit later on this afternoon, Dr. Chris Winsey, who will be joining us during the next segment to talk about how you can create optimal health in your life. We know her as the ICANN doctor. You won't want to miss that segment of the show, so make sure you stick around. How are you doing on those goals that we talked about last week? You know, those goals that we do at the very beginning of the year as we talk about losing weight and getting healthy and maybe stopping smoking or starting to exercise more. We really talked a lot about last week setting some goals and really making health your number one priority this year. You know, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Again, I'm Russ McCann, host for today's show. Make sure you visit our website during the course of the show or even afterwards at habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's HOHTALK.com. You can also reach us by email at optimalhealth@HOHTALK.com or by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778. I wanted to talk a little bit today about, you know, this. We talked in previous shows about this trilogy of optimal health, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, you know, healthy soul, healthy finances, and really starting to help you create this whole life of health. And so I want to spend a little bit of time this afternoon talking about not only the healthy eating aspect of creating health in your life, but healthy motion, healthy sleep, and at the center of creating this healthy life is what are you doing to create a support network in your life? You know, all of us need support. We need support from our family, in the work environment, from our associates that we work with, and certainly our boss. You know, we look at, you know, maybe a pastor for support, or we look at a counselor for support, and we tend to surround ourselves with people who really help us and want us to feel better. And what's really amazing about what Dr. Anderson's put together in the Habits of Health is a whole network of health coaches across the country, about 10,000 certified health coaches that are centered around helping you create this life of optimal health. And so I want to spend a little time talking about not only how to get connected with a health coach, if you have a health coach already and they've sent you to this program for support, welcome aboard. If you're here listening for the first time and really interested in getting connected with a health coach, a health coach with the Habits of Health system is absolutely free to you. So there's absolutely no reason why you can't connect with somebody to help you create this life of optimal health. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the role that this health coach will play in your life. And we really look at terms of creating optimal health as a coach. You know, about 3.5 years ago, I went on this journey to lose some weight, and in the process got connected with a health coach that showed me how to create a life of health through eating 5 to 6 times a day. It's as simple as can you eat every 3 hours? And as I lost weight, I lost 75 pounds in about 18 weeks and totally transformed not only how I physically appeared, but really how I mentally looked at a lot of things in my life. And the health coach was such an instrumental part of this. I certainly would encourage you to get connected with a health coach. And probably the thing that I admired most about being connected with this whole network of health coaches is it really our role as a health coach. I've become a health coach and I'm helping others, is really to lead you to a process that helps you create optimal health. And I can't lead you through this process if I'm not living the habits of health myself. And so it's my job to give you a specific example, a model, if you will, of how you can go through this process. Certainly, if I can lose 75 pounds, I'm only 5'2", I weighed 215 pounds, and definitely was not a healthy individual. Yet, during this course of the 6-month period of time while I was losing weight, I turned right around and have been able to keep my weight off. What a great model, what a great example that I can be for you. And certainly many of the guests that appear on the Habits of Health Talk Radio show are all clients who have gone on the program, incorporated the Habits of Health. Many have lost significant amount of weight and been able to keep it off. And that's really the magic. You know, diets in among themselves don't work. Two-thirds of this country, you know, 85% of the people that go on diets gain their weight back within 2 years. 85% of us tend to put it all back, and we go back to those old habits. Well, what's amazing about being connected with a Take Shape for Life health coach and all of us here at Habits of Health is that we're able to show you not only our own example, but connect you to the tools and resources that are available. Certainly on our own website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, there's a wide variety of tools. And there's a couple that I want to really point you to today, and I'm going to mention it a couple of times during the show. And one is, if you go to habitsofhealthtalk.com, right in the middle of the screen, there's a little link that says Get Started Today. And I want you to click on that, send us some information, and we'll be glad to help you get connected with a health coach. Beyond that, there's two other pieces of information on the website that can be very, very valuable at helping you evaluate where you are today. One is a body mass index chart. So click on the link that says Body Mass Index. You're going to get this very colorful chart that we'll show. And what I want you to do is to go to this chart and look at how tall you are and move across this chart and find your current weight. And if you're in the red or in the yellow, it's a clue that we need to help you create a life of more physical health as we begin to move your life towards a life of optimal health. And we want to get you to a green. A healthy body mass index is 24.9 or below. And if you can go through this process, learn how to eat properly, incorporate the habits of health, become more physically fit, get more sleep, become more active, then you're going to create a healthier, longer life. And so as coaches, we are able to help direct you not only through this process, but we help you in creating a meal plan. We steer you in situations where maybe you're getting off track. We influence you to take personal responsibility for what you do each day, not only in terms of what you eat, but what you do in terms of physical activity and sleep. We'll also encourage you and help you build on your success. You know, I had a client this week that called, and she just started on the program, and she's only been on the program about 7 or 8 days, and she has lost 5 pounds already, and she is so excited. Following the guidelines of this program, you'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. This program has been used and recommended by over 20,000 doctors over the course of time since 1980. And so it's a very, very strong program that's been researched. It really helps you go through a process that really changes your life, not only from the inside, but also in terms of the outside. And so as a coach, it's our job to help you monitor your progress and hold you accountable. But guess what? You're responsible to make sure that you follow your coach's guidelines. So as we help you, you know, it really starts, as Dr. Anderson's mentioned time and time again, it really starts with just a simple decision to create health in your life. And certainly by listening to this program, you've probably already made that decision to create health in your life. But the question is, are you prepared to go through this journey? And as we go through the course of our discussion today, I want you to really focus on the preparation that's really necessary in order for you to create a life of optimal health. Also on the website, you'll find a link for Dr. Anderson's health quiz that says, How Healthy Are You? It's a great resource that you can go to online. You answer a series of questions. At the very end of it, it calculates a score. And then it gives you a chart that identifies how healthy you are. And that might also be a great place for you to start in preparing for your journey. As coaches, it's our responsibility to help you get started correctly. and communication between you and I as we go through this journey are really, really important, especially in the first 3 days. And as we talk through the course of going through the meal plan and helping you reach a healthy weight, you know, monitoring your progress along the way is such a key component, and your health coach can help you in this process. You know, everybody gets healthy at their own pace. Not everybody is going to lose 75 pounds in 18 weeks. As I mentioned, you'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. But there are things that happen in our lives that create stress or that derail us in our progress. And so I just would encourage you that this is, it's really a movement towards the goal of health that you want in your life. It's not that you're going to go and lose 75 pounds in 18 weeks and reach a life of optimal health immediately. Certainly, we'd like you to be able to do that. But we recognize as coaches that we have to help you and meet you where you are and help educate you on the things that you need to learn. A key component of a coach is to connect you with all of the resources that are available to you. Certainly online through the website, there are many, many tools. There's calls that you can dial into, conference calls that get you connected with a nurse or a physician or a nutritionist to help guide you through the details of a particular health program. And being connected not only with your health coach, but utilizing these other support pieces can really, really help empower you to utilize all the components of this network of coaches, move your life forward. You know, it's a simple process. I'd encourage you to go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and click on the Get Started Today link. Send us some information. We'll make sure that you get connected with a health coach. Again, go to the body mass index chart and find out what your current reality is. How healthy are you? Utilizing Dr. A's Habits of Health quiz. It's online, and it's also in his book, Chapter 5. It's a great way to identify how healthy you are, and it also helps you along the way identify steps that will move your life to a healthier way of life. It really is so much fun to create this success as we go through this process of creating health in your life. You know, we really gain weight over time by just having an imbalance of calories. Calories in versus calories out don't match. And because we're consuming more calories than we get rid of in our typical day, we gain weight over time. And what your health coach is going to do is help you get connected to the 5-in-1 plan that will help reduce your calories by giving you all of the nutrients you need, all of the proteins and carbs and vitamins and minerals, the things you need to sustain muscle mass in your life, but puts you in a gap that allows you to lose fat up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And as you do that, you'll reach a healthy weight, and then we'll move you through a process where you increase calories, you'll increase physical activity, and put your life back in balance. And I'm so excited to be a health coach and a part of this radio program that's really designed to help you understand that the habits of health are more than just eating the right kinds of foods. It's eating the right kinds of foods, having the right kind of activity, getting enough sleep, and surrounding yourself with support, the kind of people that can help you create health in your life. You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to bring to the show Dr. Chris Winsey, the ICANN doctor, who will help you understand that it's not your fault and there is something you can do about it. So again, thank you for listening to this part of the show. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann. My special guest today is Dr. Chris Winsey, the I Can Doctor. She's a life coach, a doctor in chiropractic, and is a certified health coach who has been using Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health system to transform lives. It's my exciting and distinct pleasure, Dr. Winsey, to bring you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us.
It is my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here, and hopefully we'll give some people really inspiring, good information.
Sure. Well, let's start here. You know, this time of the year, we always take a look at New Year's resolutions, and we try to evaluate where we are in our life. And you know, with the economy the way it is and with the obesity crisis in our country, you know, people are really struggling. And I often wonder sometimes how people are making ends meet. You know, many people have lost their homes. They've lost their jobs. They're struggling with addictions in their life. And so how does someone, you know, who's in a rut, who's really struggling to function in their life, how do they begin to move their life forward?
Wow. That's a big question. It's a good one, though. And I know that sometimes people do get overwhelmed by circumstances. You know, what I find when I'm coaching someone is that they have to remember that they are a holistic being. And what I mean by that is that there are different aspects to each person, you know, body, mind, spirit, emotions, practical life management. And what happens magically, almost, it seems, is that when you transform one area, one aspect of you, it has this ripple effect. So often when people are looking to make a change and they're in a rut, they look at the whole ball of wax of how much they think they have to change everything to get where they want to go and have a happy life, and they overwhelm themselves, they scare
sure.
themselves, they think it's unattainable. They look at all the reasons why they can't instead of taking a look at one thing that they can change. And I will tell you unequivocally that when that change comes in the form of habits of health to improve energy, fitness, well-being, that has the biggest ripple effect into other areas of their lives than anything I have seen in any client. Every time they improve their physical health, they have inspiration to now go forward on personal goals. Their relationships improve. Just everything, you know, you can do it the other way around. You know, you can start with improving somewhere in your career or whatever, but the single most profound change to impact life in my clients that I have seen is when they start changing their health habits.
I mean, you often realize that, you know, without health, there is no life. And so, you know, knowing that it's the core to our being, it's really a great place to start. And, you know, many of us, unfortunately, we don't start there. We start by looking for a new job, or, you know, we make a change in our personal relationship, or we make all these other catastrophic changes in our life. And if we start with the physical health first, often many of these other things just kind of seem to fall into being, don't they?
You know, that's so true, because the one thing I've always gone by is that what we think the problem is the problem isn't always the problem. So,
right.
Like you said, we'll change marriages, we'll change jobs, we'll change this, we'll change that, but until we change ourselves, and yeah, so you're absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, you tied in a little bit about the habits of health as a system for changing our life. Maybe describe for the listeners how, you know, the habits of health can really be the catalyst for this initial change in someone's life.
Okay. You know, everybody has different, the main thing is to individualize. I want to say that from the get-go, because people may think, oh gosh, I've got to start, exercise, and I've got to start this, and I've got to start that. And again, you know, breaking it down instead of looking at the whole ball of wax. But implementing the habits of health is beautifully, in Dr. Anderson's book and workbook, it's beautifully laid out in such a way that it's in, forgive the expression, bite-sized pieces.
Sure. Right.
They begin to change their thinking. They change their orientation, first of all, from I've got to diet and lose weight to I am now going to create health in my life. And they're changing their orientation about what it's going to take, because he does address the fact that you're making what's called a fundamental decision to be healthy, to get healthy, to stay healthy. And then he's giving you mental tools at the same time as he's giving you practical, physiological, dietary changes that you're going to make. And he gives them to you in pieces where you slowly educate yourself. And that's the way that we need to learn. I mean, when we were in school as kids, they didn't give us algebra when we were in kindergarten.
Right.
You had to learn the pieces.
Thank goodness I would have failed kindergarten.
Exactly. So would we all, right? So, does that answer the question?
Sure. Yeah. And I know in my own experience, you know, I started down this path to initially lose weight, and it was all about weight. And about halfway through this process, Dr. Anderson's book came out, and it really wasn't until the Habits of Health system was kind of revealed that I quite frankly, I didn't get it. I knew that I could lose weight by, you know, eating meal replacements, by eating lean and green, by maybe becoming more physically active, but I really didn't understand how my body worked, how my brain worked in conjunction with the physical body, and that I really had a choice to be able to create not only physical health, but that I could actually create whatever I wanted my life to be. And that's what I found so exciting about, you know, the book and how that all tied into it. And you know, you talk a little bit about the holistic approach, and a lot of what the habits of health is like you said, very practical, very educational, but in bite-sized pieces. And I want you to talk a little bit about the holistic approach, not only to changing someone's health, but maybe dealing with maybe other addictions in their life. And I know that's been a real big part of your practice, is really from a holistic standpoint, moving someone's life forward.
Well, yes, that is my passion. I happen to be one of the instructors for the American College of Addictionology and Compulsive Disorders, and I am in the process of pursuing my diplomate in that specialty. And I work with clients anywhere from someone who just wants to lose 20 pounds or get off cigarettes to someone who actually has alcoholism or a full-blown food addiction.
Sure.
And without going into all of the physiology, addiction is, you know, a really, really tough issue. And I'm sorry, what is your question again?
Well, you know,
the holistic approach.
Yeah, your holistic approach.
So in the 12-step programs, they actually take a holistic approach. It is about the fact that, you know, there are people who are what we call dry drunks, who never work on their personal selves. They never look at why they're drinking or what's going on for them. And even though there is a genetic predisposition to addiction, there's also environmental factors, psychological factors, and emotional factors that have to be taken into play. So it's not just one thing. And sure, when someone is a dry drunk, they may be sober, but they're not necessarily recovering. And across the board, anyone who has any of the five major addictions, which are workaholism, gambling and risk-taking, foodaholism, alcoholism and drugs, and I think sex also is an addiction. And anyone with any of those five addictions, well, the other four from foodaholism, they all have a food issue because it's the same genetic challenge that they're all facing, and so they move from one addiction to the other. If they're not really practicing full recovery from a holistic standpoint. So what do I mean? I mean that if you are not taking care of your emotional self, and that doesn't always mean therapy, but therapy is a good choice,
sure,
you're not handling some of the reasons why you might automatically pick up the food.
Right.
If you're not managing stress in your life, practical life management, then you might just continue to automatically go for the food when life has its pressures. If you're not handling any aspect of you, and there's this wonderful acronym that they use in the 12-step programs, which is make sure you're not too hungry, not too angry, not too lonely, not too tired. Those are the real kind of red flags,
sure,
where you want to check in with yourself and say, you know, what do I need? What do I really need? And Dr. Anderson actually addresses this in The Habits of Health. I mean, he talks about managing stress. He
sure
talks about how you want to really take a look at stop, challenge, and choose is a perfect example of
right,
what am I feeling and why am I feeling it and do I really need food to solve that? So it is a holistic process, and it takes some... like I said, it looks like a huge ball of wax, but if you break it down into the pieces that are in The Habits of Health, it certainly can be done. And
well, I love that, small bite-sized pieces. You're listening to The Habits of Health Talk. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk more with Dr. Chris Winsey about stop, challenge, and choose, and how you can live in more positive passion and create health in your life. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat.
Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk Radio Show on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock noon Pacific, and make sure that you visit our website. That's www.habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send us a quick email and let us know how you're doing. Optimalhealth@hohtalk is our email address. And you can reach us by phone after the show at 401-388-0778, and we'll make sure that you get connected with a health coach who can help you move your life forward. I have with us today my special guest, Dr. Chris Winsey, who is the ICANN doctor and really utilizing the principles of the Habits of Health, Dr. Anderson's book, in helping people, patients alike, move their life forward in such a dramatic way. Dr. Winsey, we were talking, you know, right before the break a little bit about, you know, the issues that we have, often living in a negative society. You know, we want to blame others for the way we are. You know, when we gain weight, it's because of this situation that occurs. And we really almost tend to feed our negative feelings sometimes with food. And, you know, if things aren't going great in our life, the first thing we do is go out and grab a pizza or have a bowl of ice cream just to help ourselves feel better. But that really doesn't get rid of the underlying issues, does it?
Absolutely not. In fact, it makes the underlying issues worse, because now you're not solving the underlying issue and you're compounding it with additional weight and ill health that makes you feel even worse about yourself.
Right.
So, right. It's a kind of a double-edged thing.
You know, we focus on failures. You know, I'm on this program, I'm not losing as much weight, so because I'm not losing as much weight, you know, I'm the asterisk in the program where they say results will vary. And so
yeah, you know, Dr. Anderson talks about the continuum, and I often say it this way to people. If out of 365 days in a year, you are eating habits of health for 330 of them, you're doing quite well. Because the majority of people out there are eating the habits of health, maybe 30 of them. So it's what you do on a daily basis that matters. He says, it's not the burger today, it's the burger every day.
Right. Oh, you're just describing how I gained 75 pounds.
You know? Well, you know what I want people to know? I call myself the ICANN doctor. It is not because I'm telling people that they can just, and I don't know anything about it. I suffered from compulsive eating from the age of 14, and I know what it's like to be addicted to food. And so if I can do it, I guarantee that anybody listening can do it. And when I found the Habits of Health system, I was so ecstatic because while I could give clients and patients what I knew from the 12 steps and from my own recovery, I didn't have a simple system in a concise book and workbook that I could say, here is how you're going to little by little make these changes. And so this book and workbook is so rich with the basic components of transformation that it's like a dream come true for me with my clients.
Sure. You know, we often think of, you know, books. I think Dr. Anderson, I was listening to a program he had been teaching and said 50% of people after they leave high school never read a book again. And, you know, we wonder why sometimes we don't educate ourselves. And if there's one book that somebody needs to get, it's really the Habits of Health along with the workbook and DVD to help really very easily demonstrate how someone can move their life forward. You know, you talked a little bit about, you know, the role that nutrition plays in health. And you also have kind of a neat little acronym that I'd like you to maybe talk about during this segment is the MEPS, M-E-P-P-S. Maybe describe for people a little bit of how this these simple initials can really help change someone's life.
You've been doing your research.
Yes, I have.
Yes, my free report is M-E-P-P-S. It's about your mental, emotional, physical or physiological, your practical life management, and your spiritual aspects. And that's where we started talking about the holistic. The mental aspect of change is literally changing how you think, how you use your brain, and that takes some practice, and that's part of what the workbook helps you to do, is really
sure.
change how you're using your brain. And you know, people think that the brain is a runaway train, they can't control it, but that really isn't true. It's just that they haven't learned to control it. Nobody's taught them, and that's what they're going to learn in the workbook. The emotional component is something that if there are real issues in someone's life, they do need to get them handled. There are
sure.
some simple, you know, tools and techniques, but emotions really rule. And that's where you wanted to talk about stop, challenge, and choose. When we were on the break, we discussed
yeah.
that. And that's really where, you know how they say people buy a house because of emotional reasons, not practical
sure.
ones? Well, people pick up food for emotional reasons. And if you can stop yourself and remind yourself of why you're doing things and the way you're doing them with the Habits of Health, what matters most to you, and then decide what emotion you're going to choose, because we do have control over our emotional states.
Sure.
And again, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it takes practice. So that's E. Physical, well, I could go on forever about physiology because of the addictive nature of foods, and I'm not talking necessarily someone who's an addict. I'm talking about just the fact that food manufacturers have filled our foods with high sugar, high fat, high salt, MSG, all the things that cause us to crave more and more and more, and the effect on the brain that that has, so that you can't eat just one. And what Dr. Anderson wants people to do is eat low glycemic to get the insulin pump to stop constantly pumping out insulin, which is laying down fat, causing all sorts of problems with the blood sugar. So the physiological, that's why I said when people change their physical habits and their health, it has a profound effect on their ability to control their emotions. The food mood connection is huge. And so when they're eating sugar, they literally, they can be depressed the following day if they have a sugar binge because it's changing their mood. And then they think that there's something wrong with them or that they have a depression problem, but that's not necessarily the case. It's just that they're literally detoxing from sugar. So I could go on forever about the physiology aspects.
And then in most cases, though, too, Dr. Winsey, don't people who go on that crash and all of a sudden say, I don't feel very good, but I felt better when I had that big chocolate bar, so I'm going to go back and go grab another chocolate bar, and it starts to cycle over again?
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is how it just continues to spiral. When people are off of white sugar for 2 weeks and they taste grapes, oh my gosh, the grapes are really sweet. But when they're eating sugar every day, the grapes don't taste sweet. And it's really interesting. We can train our taste buds and our bodies to like fruits instead of ice cream and cookies and cake.
You bet.
It's just, you know, so, and the other P is the practical life management, and that's where, you know, in Chapter 21, Dr. A is talking about creating a life of well-being. That takes some planning. That takes some focus. And a lot of people don't really sit down and say, what matters most to me? What do I want? And carve out the life that they want instead of just letting life happen. And so this is a very important part of the habits of health. It's not just that I'm going to exercise and eat right and sleep. What do I want my life to be? And that's only possible when you have health. And the last thing is spiritual, and that's whatever it means for each person. I find that my clients who are in the throes of wanting to binge, if they take a moment to connect inside, it might be meditation, it might be a quick prayer, just to get quiet or to walk on the beach, maybe that's spiritual to someone, they want to connect with nature. It really is individual, but whatever it is for that person, if they take the time to focus on their spiritual side as well, then they're nurturing their soul and they're nurturing their emotions, they're nurturing their body. In fact, if you look at, and Russ, I could go on forever, so stop me whenever.
You're doing terrific, Dr. Winsey.
If you look at Candace Pert and the molecules of emotion, we have now proven by a special aspect of science that emotions cause us to emit specific chemicals in the brain that cause different emotions to happen, cause different physiological states to happen. And it's really, if we stay in appreciation, joy, love, we're enhancing our health. And if we go into hatred and anger, we're actually deteriorating our immune systems. So, anyway.
what I think is so exciting about what we've been talking about is really, you know, transforming someone's life beyond the physical well-being, but really taking a look, as you phrased, you know, what is it you want? And I often, when we talk about describing what we want in our life, I also follow that up with, what do you really want? Because sometimes we think we want something, but when we take the time to really stop, challenge, and choose, you know, the challenge part of it is really stepping back and spending the time to think about it logically. What are the effects? What are the benefits? What are the advantages? What are the disadvantages? And from that, you develop a strategy. It's really outlined very well in Dr. A's book. And then at the very end of that, it's, you know, choosing. And the choosing part of it is really taking a look at, will this enhance my life and move it forward, or will it move my life the other direction? And I think what's really, really neat about Dr. A's book is it really is about initially making a decision to create health in your life. We're not talking always about physical health. We're talking about our overall well-being. And then moving forward by getting connected with a coach that can really help someone who's really struggling in their life move it one step at a time. Because you can't really go from unhealthy to healthy overnight. As Dr. Anderson talks about, you know, one meal is not going to make you unhealthy, nor is one healthy meal going to make you healthy. It's a step-by-step a journey, a path that helps people create the life that they want. And I'm so always inspired by what you have to say, Dr. Chris. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to kind of have you hang on for a little bit so we can kind of bring home the aspect of how the healthy body is such a main component of somebody getting overall healthy. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process
process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock on the West Coast, for some of the most informative health talk radio that you'll find in the airways today. I have with me my special guest, Dr. Chris Winsey. Thank you, Dr. Winsey, for being on the program today. I wanted to have you kind of in our last few minutes of the program, talk a little bit about your passion as you begin to help move your patients and your clients to a healthier way of life.
Well, I would love to do that. You know, someone usually comes to me and says, I want to lose weight. And the first thing we have to do is really establish that they really want to do this, that this is, they're ready to change their life, because I won't work with people who just want to go on a diet. There are plenty of places out there that they can just simply get on some kind of diet that, you know, is advertised and lose weight, but will they keep it off? And we know they won't.
Right.
So we talk very honestly about what it is that they really want out of life and out of their health, and often other things come up, and we have to kind of assess, you know, whether they're ready and what kind of commitment they're going to make this the most important thing. Most people come to coaching, and you're a certified health coach, so you know, they come to coaching and they almost think that it's going to be a magic bullet and there isn't going to be a hell of a lot of work.
Right.
And what they really need to find out is that if anything worth doing, they really need to put themselves first for a long period of time, because this has got to be their focus, is getting their life right, getting their health right. So we do an assessment. Actually, on Dr. A's website is a health assessment that kind of gets them understanding, you know what, maybe I'm not so healthy. Because some people, even with 30 pounds on, they'll say, well, you know, I don't have any medications, I'm healthy, I'm walking around, I'm fine. And they take the health assessment, they realize that maybe they're not so fine, and they need a wake-up call.
Sure.
For some of my clients, of course, we're talking multiple addictions and more than just 30 pounds. They might, you know, really have a bona fide food addiction and other things going on. And so that's another conversation.
Sure.
But still, the habits of health are vital. In fact, the president of the American College of Addictionology has endorsed this program, wants to bring it into his treatment program because addicts need structure. So one of the beauties of helping somebody with this program is that it provides the structure for them to make the changes. When people don't have structure, they just kind of figure, oh, well, today I'll do this, and oh, well, tomorrow I'll do that. They need a structure. And whether they're an addict or whether they're just someone who needs to lose 30 pounds, they need something that's going to help them go from point A to point Z and all the steps in between.
Right.
And so, you know, it's really about walking people through their own decision. It's asking them, what do they want? What do they really want? And it's getting them to wake up to what's really going on. And so does that answer your question, Russ?
Yeah. And I, it's such an important one because, you know, the initial decision to get healthy is one that really has to come from the inside. It's not one that can be an externally motivated deal. Although, you know, when we go get dressed and we can't fit into that pair of pants or that blouse anymore, sometimes we're influenced by those kinds of things that say, you know, I need to do something or I'm going to run out of clothes. But a decision to get healthy, you know, I often, as I'm working with my clients as well, you know, talk about, you know, we live our life for others very, very often, almost by nature. You know, we take care of our spouse and we take care of our kids and we go run errands for our parents and we do those things. And we get so caught up in the day-to-day activity that we almost forget to take care of ourselves. And then, you know, because we're not a whole being, we're feeding ourselves for comfort because we're not getting that comfort from somebody else. And so the decision to get healthy is one that really has to be, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get healthy, but I'm going to do it for me. I'm not going to do it for someone else. And when I find that people begin to do it for themselves, you know, the rest of the family tends to come along pretty well. You know, not only do they start eating better, but the whole family network tends to improve because, you know, the head of the household, the person that's making the major decisions, is not only healthy, but they're more clear thinking, they're free of stress, they're being involved in their family, they're being more active in life, and it tends to really solve a lot of our core issues, doesn't it?
It really does. And there's no question. And sometimes when someone changes for the better, the family unit is not so happy. And
sure.
That's part of the challenge, is that they are in some ways hooked into the person being overweight, being an overeater, and bringing that food into the house. And so the family might rebel at first. That is a possibility.
Sure.
And it's really important. That's why I say, you know, a new client needs to really take a look at. And we even have a question. I ask, you know, who's going to be supportive of you in your life? Because if they tell me that their husband isn't supportive, or their kids, or their extended family is going to give them a hard time, we have to really talk about that.
You bet.
That's a big barrier for people.
Yeah,
so,
it's
you're
really
right.
Key.
When they improve their physiology and their health, I think I said it earlier in the program, it makes a huge difference in every area of life.
Well, and I think as people make that decision and they try to surround themselves with people who are more like-minded, you know, at the very beginning of the program, we talked about kind of this triad, so to speak, of, you know, certainly a healthy body and healthy motion, healthy movement, healthy sleep. But at the very core of all of that is a health coach who can help someone who's really struggling in their life navigate through these situations that maybe by themselves they're not strong enough to overcome. But through reinforcement of a health coach and through utilizing Dr. A's Habits of Health system, they can really make a change and create their own dynamic support network to really help them reach a healthier life, can't they?
That is so true, yes, and it's really, really vital that they do that. People need support, and studies have proven how well coaching brings that support. So, you know, to get a certified health coach, I can't stress it enough. It will make all the difference for them.
And what's really exciting about what we do with Dr. Anderson is that, you know, a health coach doesn't cost any money. I mean, it's free of charge. And so that's what's really exciting. You know, often when you go to the gym and you hire a fitness trainer, you know, not only do you pay the gym membership, but then you have to pay the trainer to teach you how to use the machines that are in the gym in the first place. And what we do at Habits of Health and utilizing, Take Shape for Life and the 5-in-1 plan is that it's such a simple process without any cost. All we do is simply teach you how to eat every 3 hours, utilizing the tools and resources that are there. So it's a great way for somebody to get started, and I would encourage someone to get in contact with their health coach. And if you're listening to this program today because a coach invited you, sit down with your coach and really talk about the decision to get healthy in your life and what you can do utilizing the Habits of Health to really make your life be a fulfilling reality. And Dr. Winzi, thank you so much for being on the show today. I greatly appreciate your input. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Russ. It's been a pleasure on this end, too.
Great. Thank you. Well, what I'd like to do before we end the show, I'd like to talk a little bit about the 6-step process to helping you create a longer, healthier life. And we've been talking most of the day about the initial few steps about making a decision to get healthy. Beyond making the initial decision to get healthy, it's important that you reach a healthy weight. At the Habits of Health system, we're going to utilize a system called the 5-in-1 plan to help you reach a healthy weight and create the habits of health by transitioning you to a long-term life eating plan to help you create the habits of health, optimizing your body through activity and through becoming a whole being in order to move your life forward. I would encourage you today to get on our website, click on the link that says Get Started Now. Get connected with us. We'll be more than happy to connect you with a certified health coach to help you through this journey of creating optimal health in your life. You can go to our website, take on the health quiz that Dr. Winzi's been talking about, look at the BMI chart to evaluate where you are today and what you're going to need to do to move your life forward. You know, it's always a great day to create health in your life, starting with this initial decision. I would encourage you to tune in each week, every Wednesday at 12 o'clock on the West Coast, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we will take you through a step-by-step approach that will help you create optimal health in your life. I'd like to thank you for tuning in each and every Wednesday. I'd also like to thank my special guest, Dr. Chris Winzi, for sharing her holistic approach, utilizing the Habits of Health system and helping people move their lives forward. Make sure that you tune in next week. Our special guest is certified health coach Tim Cox, and he's a man after my own heart, spent a lot of years in the restaurant business, and we're going to talk about his own personal story, how he lost 50 pounds, still on this incredible journey to create optimal health in his life. He's a certified health coach helping others move through this journey. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.